USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
South Dakota is moving forward with infrastructure projects and state employee raises.
Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem laid out a plan on Tuesday to spend an unprecedented amount of money in raises for state employees, teachers, and health care providers, as well as shore up infrastructure projects. South Dakota is receiving billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. Noem also recommended saving 14% of budget reserves. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, has decided not to cooperate with the Congressional Committee investigating January 6. The panel said Tuesday it is prepared to pursue contempt charges against him. Democrat Bernie Thompson, chairman of the House of Representatives Select Committee, said in a statement that the panel would take action if Meadows fails to show up for a deposition scheduled for Wednesday. For more information, join us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As mainstream media first reported the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is. So it's less transmissible than delta. And in fact, we have a lot of herd immunity in the United States now. Perhaps two-thirds of Americans have had COVID, mostly asymptomatically. It's not going to be fertile ground here to spread against delta. So as much as we might want it, because it's so mild, to use as virtually an infectious vaccine, it's not going to do that. It very likely will not take over Delta, but it will just be on its own.
Some of the early reactions to Omicron, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the number of U.S. Omicron cases is likely to rise. New York Democrat Governor Hochul ordered some New York hospitals to halt elective surgeries over the new variant. New York City's mayor announced a vaccine mandate in the private sector 2 days after Christmas. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.